Hello, and welcome to the Rita Show, where we ask Rita Harrison, the foremost authority on the Willow System, questions from listeners about health, healing, and happiness. My name is Christian Lewis, so let's get started. Hi, Rita.
Hi.
This is a question from one of our listeners. How do I know if I am living my life's purpose?
That's a very good question.
Yes, that's what I thought.
It's good that you picked it, huh?
Yeah.
So I think that when we live our life's purpose, we feel that we are more fulfilled in our life, that we are more energized in our life, that we're doing the right thing. And I don't know, what do you think, Christian? I would like to ask you what that means for you, too.
My question might be answered again at the end of this question. My thing is always, I'm always searching. I'm always, am I doing the right thing? I'm always asking when I'm doing what I'm doing. Do I feel fulfilled? Am I supposed to be doing this? Am I supposed to be stopping completely what I'm doing to go in a different direction?
I like that you mentioned
this. I'm always waiting for something.
Ah, and searching.
And searching.
So a lot of people that I meet in my work, mention the same. They're searching, or they are not sure, or things change. So I come from a background that is medical. There might not be so many answers. But when I was in Hawaii and I was teaching in Hawaii, I was lucky, and I'm still very grateful to a client of mine. And she was also a student when I gave the practitioner training for the Willow System on Oahu. And she was already a little bit older than I am. And her experience came from the cards of destiny. She was a card reader, but not like you would say, like a psychic reader or something like that. She was introducing me into a teaching, and that's called the cards of destiny in your country. It doesn't exist in my country. It was not translated, funnily enough. It is a very old teaching, you could say like mystical science, that brings together astrology, symbology, numerology, all those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And she gave me a reading. Mm-hmm. And I was in a year, she gave me a life spread. That's called the life spread, when you are exposed to or get access to the information, what your life is about. It's the life purpose, and also what your challenges can be, but also what your strengths can be to overcome all those challenges, and what is in your life path and what isn't, and so on. And she also gave me a yearly spread, for that year that I was there. I can tell you, and I would like to share that with the listener who sent in that question, and I hope it answers it in the further process of our conversation. It changed everything for me, because I actually had what you described. I was never sure. Even though I was, it was like ambivalent. Mm-hmm. I knew that I did what I was passionate about. Mm-hmm. So I think that's how you know that you're on your life purpose or in tune with your life purpose. So for me, my work was never work. It was something that I could not imagine to live without. Being there for the people, teaching them knowledge, giving them a totally new perspective in their life, and seeing what that does with them. And I could work a lot. My goodness, sometimes I gave, like two classes a day, and I had clients at the same day. It was never work. It was always, oh, wow. I was always in awe of what unfolds in front of me or inside me. Mm-hmm. And I could say that is really my life purpose. But when I heard it, when she gave me this reading with those cards of destiny, I will talk later what that is. I will first tell the listeners what it did with me, because I can imagine that is something that they can take away from this conversation today, from the podcast, for themselves. What it did with me, she was confirming that I'm on the right path. And how did she do that? I just talk a little bit more personal here out of my own thing. I'm a 10 of clubs. So a lot of people are 10 of clubs that are out there on stage. Like, for example, Diana Ross, mm-hmm. Barbara Streisand, Madonna, mm-hmm. Phil Collins, Nicole Kidman. All those people are 10 of clubs. And so the 10 of clubs is the teacher's card. Yeah, so every birthday is painted by a certain life purpose and life path. So mine, for example, is the teacher's card. But it doesn't necessarily mean to be a teacher like, you know, old school teacher. I stand there and I teach you something. It's more like teaching something to the world by doing what you do. Yeah, mm-hmm. and giving them then access to something that they might want to embrace for their life or learn for their life. And also it's in my life path to be on stage. And how did that help me? Because I am actually an introvert and I'm a very shy person. So people who know me from, you know, from school or so, I never said anything in school. I was always quiet. Even though I knew the answers, I was always quiet. But what was in my life path is that I like to learn things and to talk about things. And the more I teach, the more I learn. You know, so when she was saying that about me, it was so reassuring. I felt like this was giving me like a blessing, but also it helped me to give myself a permission mm-hmm. to live this life that I live because, you know, we traveled a lot. I always lived my life very individually. Mm-hmm. I didn't follow steps, you know, that were already there. Mm-hmm. And also that was totally in my life path and in my life purpose. And that I was put on stage from early on. Even though I was shy and I didn't seek to be on stage, an introvert, I was put on stage in school. You know, when I left school, I was put on stage. I always gave classes somehow. And I did that like naturally. It came naturally to me to teach. But if you would have asked me, do you want to be a teacher? I would have said no. So that's funny because sometimes we are put into this role from other people, from other, you know, by life itself or by a bigger force or whatever you want to look at, however you want to look at it. And we wouldn't do that on purpose. Sometimes we don't seek that. And it finds us nevertheless. And I think this is also a sign that we find our life purpose, that we can't not do it, you know, see, and there's no way around. Yeah. What do you want to say, Christian?
I was going to ask you, so, you know, how would one know they're doing their life's purpose or they're fulfilling, they're living their life's purpose or they found their life's purpose? You just said it, where you're doing without even thinking about it. You're doing it.
Life puts you there.
It just puts you in that position yes. to where you yes. find yourself doing it.
No matter if you feel you're ready for it or not, yeah, you are always ending up in that position. I've also seen something else, to be honest. I would like to share with our listeners that I then was so happy about this Cards of Destiny reading and what I learned from my client who was my teacher for a certain amount of time for the Cards of Destiny, so that I gave readings myself. And there I found out that people had this longing and desire and fantasies and wishes inside them to be a certain person or to live a certain purpose mm-hmm. because life or whatever else it is that didn't allow them to live it, they were suffering. So that's now the other side of the medallion. So not living what they actually had deep inside them, and they held themselves back or they were held back by the environment or by circumstances. They didn't dare to take that into their hands and to give themselves the permission and to say, you know what, there is no way around that. I want that. Like, for example, I had a person coming for a reading. She is a king of clubs, which you are too, Christian, if I may share that with yes. our people. And a king of clubs, they are there to become a master in communication. So in her case, it came out that her past was actually giving her a need, because she was not talking very well. She didn't have a space to talk, to communicate. She didn't find words for her own suffering. And she wasn't heard by her environment. So she was very traumatized by that. And when we had the life spread reading, she understood that this was all giving her a reason to become a master in communication. So what I want to share here is sometimes it doesn't look like it. And when we do then the cards of destiny reading, or I call them the cards of good fortune, yeah, that's again in your hands, your good fortune, then people all of a sudden come to terms with their past and look at their past differently, that it's not bad necessary, all bad, or just suffering, so that they can see what it was good for to have made that kind of experience and to take it to a level where they never would have dared to take it, but they were longing for it. And they might never have shared that. She shared then with me things that she never thought she would share with herself and with anybody. She was suppressing it, that she didn't even know that she had this longing to be there out there and to be a role model as a king of clubs, for example, for other people to learn to communicate, even though she didn't have words for her own story, and also not words to communicate her needs with her family and so on. It changed completely. And then she found her truth, yeah? Because with every day, with every birthday, there is a certain card that comes with it, and that brings in this talent that I was talking about, and the purpose, and also, you know, when in our life we can achieve that more easily, how we have to work on it. Sometimes we think we're not on the right path or on the right purpose because it is too easy. When you have a reading like this, you see it's so easy because it's aligned with what you're here for. Anyway, sometimes it appears so hard, and oh my God, you know, I've done so much. And what helped me is that I learned that at a certain time in my life, I will harvest what I have sowed. I will reap the rewards, and I have to have one more year to put in. Yeah, that helped me a lot, because then I knew, I told myself, have perseverance, Rita. Yeah, I knew then what I can do in this specific year with a yearly spread to accomplish this, and that it'll come. So it helped me from the yearly spread that I could see that it's not a never-ending story, or I didn't work hard enough. When it was so hard, I could then see that it just takes a year or so. Or I have to work this year on specific things myself, and then this will come. So this was so hopeful, you know, and so motivating. Also, sometimes in those yearly spreads and in the life spreads, you can see when there are certain challenges with the spouse or with the kids or with the parents, and why it is like this. And I felt like it's helping me not to doubt myself and my actions or my life purpose at all. It helped me to put it into a perspective so that I could find new ways how to deal with those subjects, how they came up in my life more easily. And the other thing is my experience from those card readings with myself and also with the people that I gave those readings to was that they discover all of a sudden what they are capable of. So very often people, and it happened also to myself, are so astonished what they are capable of. Because, you know, sometimes we have a certain low expectation from ourselves, or maybe we have a high expectation, but we think we can't do that. That's not us, because we're not identified with such a greatness or so, or so much glorious purpose and blessings. And those cards of destiny, they can help to make a link between those misconceptions about ourselves and to really tap into our life purpose and to use what we're capable of and to explore that at all.
How can we apply this to our own lives and use this for our own life purpose?
So what I would like to share with our listeners and with the person sending the question and with you is that you can look up your birth card in the internet. Yeah, and I think when you give in cards of destiny, you will find your birth card there. And you find some hints there. Also, there are very good books, like, for example, Sharon Jeffers and Robert Lee Kemp. They have published books. I noticed from the people who come then nevertheless to the private readings, to a session for themselves where we integrate that and make it more personal, one-on-one, that this is very valuable too, because sometimes we read those books or those definitions of our cards of destiny in a certain way that we filter through our own limited perception. So I also found out that people see it maybe sometimes too negative when there is a challenge or so, and then this might not be what the card is actually saying or what it is about. Mm-hmm. So I would be willing to give also classes. I did that already with a very small group when I came to Long Beach, mm-hmm. and they loved it mm-hmm. because I could explain then all those things in a very positive way, mm-hmm. And how they can use that for their everyday life. And they use it to find out when they get to know somebody, how it interacts with their relationships, mm-hmm. not just purpose, life purpose. They do that when they come into certain situations in their life. And I've developed like little charts that I give to them and I explain to them so that they can really apply those things in their everyday life for their finances, for their career, when they should go to Las Vegas and when they shouldn't.
They should buy a lotto ticket.
And also why they might have it so easy with certain people in their lives, mm-hmm. and why it's so challenging with some other people, and how you can change that. So it goes really also into those directions. Mm. Yeah?
Yes.
So please contact me. Don't hesitate to contact me when we have those classes mm-hmm. or for a private reading. Mm-hmm. Yeah? It's very efficient. It can be life-changing, mm-hmm. especially the life spread. The yearly spread is always good from one birthday to the other birthday, because this is when our year begins, so that we know what's actually coming in that special year for us.
And I can say that I've had a year spread from Rita, and I have thoroughly enjoyed it. Just looking at it and seeing what it tells me and where I'm at and at that specific month or time of year. And it's been quite accurate, I have to say.
Yes, it is.
It's been really interesting to follow it.
Yes.
And me misinterpret some things after things have happened and I learned mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, that's what it meant.
Yes.
Okay.
And it helps, those spreads help actually those readings so that we leave it on the high side.
Right.
What is given mm-hmm. and not on the low side.
Well, I hope you found the show helpful. And if you have any questions, please send them to info@willowforyou.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at Willow, W-I-L-L-O-W, the number 4, the letter U, .com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time when we'll be asking Rita about health, healing, and happiness.
The show was produced by Polly Harrison. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time when we talk about health, healing, and happiness.